It is true that we no longer put heretics to death, and the amount of penal infliction which modern feeling would probably tolerate, even against the most obnoxious opinions, is not sufficient to extirpate them. But do not let them abuse that precious word, toleration, because it means the complete liberty to all. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another satiating episode from high above all other imbecilic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. So whatever happened to the most famous free speech quotation of them all that was attributed to Voltaire? I disapprove of everything you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Whatever happened to that? I'm not exactly sure, but it appears that it is long gone in the United States. Now, we started the episode with John Stuart Mill. While it is true that there are probably still corners of the world where they burn heretics at the stake, we don't do that in the United States anymore. We are, however, trending perilously close to tying them up and marching them to the rooftops so we can push them over the edge with our pointed fingers. When in reality, those fingers should be pointing straight at the people doing the accusing. Voltaire is the philosophic founder of the idea of free speech. It is upon John Stuart Mill's ideas that the United States bases our conception of what free expression is and ought to be. When it comes to free expression and free speech, the only right that you really do have is to be offended. The vast majority of our legal concepts rely upon what is called the Harms Principle, quote, that the only purpose for which power can be rightfully exercised over any member of a civilized community against his will is to prevent harm to others. When it comes to speech, there are only very few cases where harm is actually inflicted. From John Stuart Mill again, no society in which these liberties are not, on the whole, respected is free, whatever be its form of government. And so we must never silence speech, no matter how repulsive we might find it to be. Again, from On Liberty, but the peculiar evil of silencing the expression of an opinion is that it is robbing the human race, posterity as well as the existing generation, those who dissent from the opinion, still more those than hold it. If the opinion is right, they are deprived of the opportunity of exchanging error for truth, and if it is wrong, they lose what is almost as great a benefit, the clearer perception and livelier impression of the truth. But you can never get there if you silence other people. History is littered with the deaths of people with different opinions, ad hoc witch trials, inquisitions without defense, and arenas filled with 6-inch razor-sharp claws. We may consider ourselves civilized, but with how we treat those with whom we disagree, some of us in Wyoming have merely exchanged the claws of a lion for the blunt force the media has become. One opinion is no more valid than any other in a free marketplace of ideas, but that's not what you want. Those who silence the opinions of others want our silent compliance. As Mill points out, by this device, it succeeds only in obtaining supposed mental superiority, which it purposes require. Culture without freedom never made a large and liberal mind. And that's clearly not what you have. Though they scream for tolerance, they have no conception of what that word means. As you should already be acutely aware, absolute arbitrary power exists nowhere in a republic, and not in the largest majority. Speaker Barlow and President Dockstader, we do not make laws for one person because we disagree with what they say. If that were the case, you should be the first to befall that end. For all of you calling to silence one person for his opinions, I have one thing to say. Matthew 7:5, you hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And to you, Mr. Bray, while I might find your words detestable, and I do, I will still defend your right to write and say them and not be canceled. Do not quit. Shocking though it may seem, I've not quite built up a full head of steam yet, so let's do some egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work, but the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden or you're one of these dummies in the cancel culture, well, you need to go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself. A couple of announcements before we continue on with the program. On Monday, October 4th, there is going to be a redistricting meeting held at Sheridan College in the Whitney Building at 6 p.m. Right now, it's scheduled for room 203, but that one's kind of small, and I have it on good authority that they're working on changing the room so that we could accommodate more members of the public. This is a really important meeting if you live in Sheridan and Johnson County, so I really encourage you to attend. On October 6th, in Douglas, Wyoming, the Corporations Committee is going to be meeting to discuss the runoff bill. This is extraordinarily important for the entire state of Wyoming, so if there's any way possible that you could get off work, you need to attend that meeting. You can find all the details on the wyoleg.gov site. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, how could I forget? The letter that Troy Bray sent to State Senator Tara Nethercott. Now, we covered that on Monday's program, and I thought I was clear enough to the media. You see, they've been publishing articles nonstop without regard to all other things that are happening in this state, and there's a whole bunch of them. So since you didn't heed my warning from Monday, I have three words to say to you all. Here it comes. Free speech does not exist without the ability of you to be offended. So all of these articles that you're seeing in the Cowboy State Cow Pie and the Red Star about Mr. Bray's letter, all of that is an attack on free speech. You see, all of these liberal redcoats can't have free speech because they can't defend their own arguments. Most of them are indefensible anyway. We begin with an article from the Red Star entitled, "The Legislative Leadership Call on Precinct Committee Man to Resign Over Obscene Email Written by Victoria Evis on September 22nd. Now, Speaker Eric Barlow of Gillette and Senate President Dan Dockstader of Afton are calling for the, quote, immediate resignation of Troy Bray from his position as Park County Precinct Committeeman, the statement read. Quote, we further call on leadership of Wyoming and Park County Republican parties to join us in seeking the immediate resignation of Troy Bray, the statement continued. Now, if you skip a couple paragraphs, quote, we will be assisting the Republican Party in assuring that there are appropriate statutory means to remove an elected official for such egregious behavior in the future, said the statement. End quote. Really, gentlemen? So what about all that opposition that you put up to Representative John Bear's bill that would create the very thing that you're talking about? That is, a means to recall an elected official. Oh, no. You see, you didn't want that, so you made sure that it wouldn't pass. And I have another question. Can we pass a law pertaining to leadership of the legislature that intentionally puts abortion bills in the drawer? I find that pretty offensive, too, that you would intentionally allow babies to be killed in the state of Wyoming. And what about leaving the Second Amendment Preservation Act in the drawer? I thought you took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Oh, I suppose that doesn't apply when you're in a leadership position in the Wyoming State Legislature. But you know what? I find it pretty offensive that you don't support the Constitution. By the way, guys, I'm not sure that you know this or not, but the Second Amendment is a pretty big deal in the state of Wyoming, and I'm sure many, many, many Wyoming citizens are very, very offended that they don't have a Second Amendment Preservation Act. Well, the reason that we don't is Speaker Eric Barlow left it in his drawer when there was a definite opportunity to get it passed in the Wyoming State House of Representatives. Here's the most offensive part of their statement. And I quote from the same article, Dockstader and Barlow's statement spoke on behalf of the entire state in their statement. Quote, Mr. Bray's bullying and intimidation have no place in Wyoming. End quote. I'll tell you what else doesn't have any place in Wyoming. Allowing abortion or intentionally allowing the restriction of my Second Amendment rights. Moving on. I have a question. Where are all the calls from all of these redcoats demanding that Johnson County Commissioner Bill Novotny resign his positions? Where are they? That's because there aren't any. Bill Novotny and Mr. Troy Bray have a thing in common. They are both precinct committee men. So if Mr. Troy Bray must resign his position as a Park County precinct committee person for sending a defamatory email, then you would think that Johnson County Commission Chairman and precinct committee man Bill Novotny should have to resign his position as a precinct committee man for intentionally putting numerous people's lives in danger while driving on the wrong side of the interstate for supposedly 30 miles between Sheridan and Buffalo, Wyoming, and eluding police, all the while being hammered drunk. Yeah, he blew a .187 at the police station. Where are all the calls for his resignation? I mean, Troy Bray only sent a mean email. Bill Novotny almost killed people. Do you know why you don't hear all of these calls for his resignation? It's because most of the people that would be doing it agree with him politically. Take, for instance, Frontier Republicans founder Gail Simmons. She said that we should give Bill Novotny a little bit of grace. Everybody makes mistakes. You're right, Gail. Everybody does make mistakes. But not everybody drives on the wrong side of the interstate blackout drunk, endangering numerous people's lives. Why haven't you called for his resignation, Gail? We'll get back to this media smackdown in just a second, but first, a totally obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena, or if you just need some place to stash all those fun summertime toys that you're not going to be able to use for very much longer, sorry kids, the truth is the truth, and that white crap is coming. And you should really make sure that they're not out in that harsh Wyoming winter when you could have done something to prevent it. The very first thing you should do is call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts at building stuff to hide all of your summertime toys in so they don't get all damaged and that they fire right back up next spring. They really are the experts in metal building construction, and they've been doing it longer than just about anybody else around here. So if you need a building for whatever reason, call Nick and Jesse at 307-674-2532 or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget about the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. Like it, share it, follow it, tell everybody you know about it. Of course, I'll post all of the Cowboy State Politics episodes there, but also any of the articles I find during the course of a week that I think you might be interested in. So make sure you check that out and like it and follow it. If your company's or group's values line up with those of Cowboy State Politics, well, then you need to drop me an email. There's plenty of advertising opportunities available on the program. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com. Shoot me a message, and I'd be glad to get that conversation started with you. And now, back to today's lesson in Wyoming media hypocrisy. Or take, for example, oversized political blog columnist Rod Miller. In his most recent column entitled Free Speech, Lava Soap, and Wyoming's Political Firebrands, published on the 25th of September in the Cowboy State Cowpie, Miller writes, Bray is among a number of GOP officials, both past and present, who are trying to hijack Wyoming's political heritage and replace it with their brand of scorched earth politics. They're trying to change the very vocabulary of how we do politics in Wyoming by injecting their vulgarity and hate into our common discourse. They like to characterize themselves and each other as patriots and defenders of some sort of ill-defined deep state. Yet their rhetoric and behavior is that of rabid contestants for Sphincter of the Month. The Brays, the Correntes, the Clems, and the rest of the narrow wedge of the Republican Party in Wyoming are betting the farm that you, the Wyoming voter, will respond to their message of fear and division. End quote. Mr. Miller makes it a habit of publicly castigating people who have got a DUI, yet he hasn't said one thing about Bill Novotny, who drove blackout drunk on the wrong side of the interstate and endangered numerous people's lives. Where are your calls for Bill Novotny's resignation? You probably won't hear from him either, because he agrees with Bill Novotny politically. And he's got just as much grace as Frontier Republican founder Gail Simmons. You know, because everybody makes mistakes. Interestingly enough, if you go to Rod Miller's Facebook page, 7 of the last 10 stories that he's posted are all about Troy Bray. I don't know what you call that, but obsessive hypocrisy seems to fit. In a Sheridan Media article entitled Senator Tara Nethercott Honored as WCCA Legislator of the Year, published on September 27th, author Floyd Whiting writes, quote, "The Wyoming County Commissioners Association has presented Senator Tara Nethercott with the group's 2021 Legislator of the Year Award during their annual fall awards banquet. Quote, Tara is without a doubt the sort of legislator Wyoming needs in Cheyenne. No one devotes more time evaluating issues or manages the workload better," Converse County Commissioner and WCCA President Jim Wilcox said. "Her decisions are thoughtful and made with Wyoming's best interests in mind. Laramie County is well represented and should take pride in electing someone of Tara's caliber. The WCCA Legislator of the Year Award is given to an exceptional member of the legislature who goes, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, above and beyond for the benefit of all Wyoming citizens," end quote. Do you know what would benefit all Wyoming citizens right now? A law banning vaccine mandates, just like the one old Slithers killed in her committee. Oh, you think that nickname's a little harsh? Well, let me tell you exactly why she earned it. This is from my birthday episode where we were talking about the vaccine mandate bill. Senator Tara Nethercott was on the podcast first but last, talking about why she ran for the Wyoming State Senate and how she tries to make all of her decisions. Here's what she had to say.
Another motivation is why I ran for office, understanding the importance of those decisions. And behind every decision that I make is a family that is impacted as a result of any, you know, budgetary reduction that we need to do or program elimination. There are real families and real people who are impacted by those decisions that have lifelong results.
There sure are, like losing your job because you don't want to get a vaccine. But here's what she had to say about vaccines.
Senator French, that's currently the law now. In order to attend public school, you must be immunized. But your children don't have to attend public school. It's all a choice.
It's all a choice, according to Slithers. But here's what President Joe Biden had to say.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
But according to the article, old Slithers goes above and beyond for the benefit of all Wyoming citizens. Yep, she sure did, by killing a vaccine mandate bill. And here's the Bill Novotny connection for you. You'll never guess who the vice president of the Wyoming County Commissioners Association is. Yep, it's Bill Novotny. So you don't suppose all the radio silence surrounding Bill Novotny driving on the wrong side of the interstate blackout drunk and eluding police has anything to do with this, do you? And it probably doesn't mean anything that Senator Nethercott tanked a bill concerning vaccine mandates right before it would have come in pretty handy. You don't suppose that has anything to do with her getting this award, that people aren't really talking about that, and that there's all of this attention focused on pretty much a tangential issue of a Park County precinct person? The truth is, it's probably all related. The media onslaught that Troy Bray is receiving right now is a total sideshow to divert your attention from what is really happening in the state of Wyoming. And to further muddy up the water, Senator Slithers is also on the Corporations Committee. Yeah, that's the one that's handling the runoff bill. The media is creating a distraction to divert your attention from what is really going on, the very important issues that are facing Wyoming citizens, like the runoff bill. The vast majority of legislators that are on the Corporations Committee do not want the runoff bill to pass. Reason for that is many of them probably wouldn't get elected again if it did pass. And since Senator Tara Nethercott is on that committee, a distraction has to be created so that she can help kill the runoff bill, just like she did the vaccine mandate bill. Do you still think she's working in the best interests of Wyoming citizens? Yeah, I didn't think so. I don't either. Let me just give you one more piece of cover fire. From the Red Star, in an article entitled Wyoming Senate Appears Split Over Email Controversy, Victoria Evis writes on September 26th that, quote, "As of Thursday, neither Martin Kimmett, chairman of the Park County GOP, nor Frank Ethorn, the state Republican Party chairman, publicly denounced Bray's email. His email was so obscene and violent that it makes me wonder why Ethorn and Kimmett don't just go ahead and denounce it. Ethorn told me that he didn't know who Bray was before this incident, so it's not a loyalty to him that's keeping Ethorn quiet. Instead, E. Thorne's inaction is likely a loyalty to what Bray stands for, being vehemently anti-establishment Republican, or Rhino, as the kids say. End quote. So now, it's not just Troy Bray they're after, it's the entire Republican Party, the vast majority of whom are vehemently against red-coated frontier Republicans, like Tara Nethercutt. As if we really needed any more evidence as to what is really going on with this Troy Bray controversy, let's go to yet one more article in the Cowboy State Daily entitled Carbon County GOP Chair Condemns Park County Committee Man for Obscene and Violent Email, written by Jimmy Orr on September 28th. True to form, the Cowboy State Daily article does not mention the terms free speech a single time in their article. It does, however, appear in the letter from Joey Correnti. In the third paragraph of the letter, and I'm not exactly sure how Jimmy Orr missed this, quote, "As a true believer in the First Amendment as it is written, I support your absolute right to be absolutely wrong in how you express yourself when speaking as an individual. Unfortunately, you are not speaking as an individual in this case." End quote. Clearly, the Cowboy State Daily is not telling you the truth here. A lie of omission is still a lie. And if you want some more evidence as to what this is really about, go to columnist Rod Miller's Facebook page. He posted last night, and I quote, "Correnti gets it right on two counts, and I applaud him. First, Bray's diatribe against Senator Nethercutt has no place whatsoever in Wyoming politics. And second, the state of Wyoming has no business regulating private political organizations, and any statutes enabling that should be repealed." End quote. It would be absolutely impossible to tell you how many times columnist Rod Miller has publicly castigated the Carbon County chairman. I mean, it's a really huge number. Again, from his most recent column, and I quote, "They like to characterize themselves and each other as patriots and defenders of some sort of ill-defined deep state, yet their rhetoric and behavior is that of rabid contestants for sphincter of the month. The Brays, the Correntis, the Clems, and the rest of that narrow wedge of the Republican Party in Wyoming are betting the farm that you, the Wyoming voter, will respond to their message of fear and division. They're going all in, wagering that they can replace the way Wyoming has conducted its political business for more than a century with their crude style of swagger and bluster." End quote. Again, this whole thing is nothing but hypocrisy. Every single person I've mentioned in this episode has been guilty at one time or another of saying or writing something that could be considered by someone else to be intolerant. And hardly any of them are willing to admit that Troy Bray has a right to say or write whatever he thinks or feels. Do you have to agree with what he said? No, absolutely not, and I don't. But while you're gathering the pitchforks and stoking the torches to burn him at the stake as a heretic, remember Matthew 7:5 and remove the log from your own eye first. And you should take a couple hours and read John Stuart Mill's On Liberty. It is true that we no longer put heretics to death, and the amount of penal infliction which modern feeling would probably tolerate, even against the most obnoxious opinions, is not sufficient to extirpate them. But do not let them abuse that precious word, toleration. It is meant the complete liberty of all, and especially for those opinions with which we disagree. So my message to every single person who has weighed in on this not controversy, what you are trying to deny of one person is the very thing that gives you the ability to write every piece of hypocrisy that you have written in the past 2 weeks. And in the end, when you tied him up, marched him to the rooftop, and are preparing to use your two pointed fingers to push him over the edge, you should stop and point them at yourself first. Here endeth the lesson. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.